This is Campus Connections with Humboldt State University President Lisa Rosbacher.
One of the books I'm reading right now is Clara Bingham's new publication, Witness to the Revolution. The subtitle is Radicals, Resistors, Vets, Hippies, and the Year America Lost Its Mind and Found Its Soul. The timeline runs from August 1969 to September of 1970, and the author weaves together first-person recollections of that period. Burning issues included the civil rights movement, the anti-war movement protesting American involvement in Vietnam, and the beginning of the environmental movement. Events during that year included the first Earth Day, the shootings at Kent State, and the bombings at the University of Wisconsin. Some of the issues are ones we see playing out on college campuses today, including racial issues, American military involvement in overseas conflicts, and global environmental issues. As I read this book, I keep asking, what have we learned from the events of 45 years ago in this country? How do we make these issues part of HSU's educational mission? And how can we ensure civil discourse that seeks solutions, that is constructive rather than destructive? Humboldt State has always embraced social justice and environmental responsibility. How can we be involved in finding answers? Witness to the Revolution also includes a playlist for each chapter. Woodstock, Kent State. Music from the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Jimi Hendrix, Arlo Guthrie, Janis Joplin, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Will today's music stand the test of time as well? And what will the soundtrack be for today's activism? I'm Lisa Rosbacher, president of Humboldt State, and I look forward to connecting with you next time.
Teach your children well, their fathers' hell did slowly go by.